This one says, I love Mom because Mother's Day is coming, and I thought it would be appropriate.
Deanne Medina searches through a plastic bag full of rocks she's painted. She says she'll place them in more obvious areas so that kids can spot them.
I got off of work at 4:30, so I was trying to paint a few so we could hide more than just one today.
Mm-hmm. I just have a bag of goodies.
Yep. Honestly, I love every part of it, from the painting to the finding to the hiding and the sharing on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Joining Medina is her husband, daughter, and granddaughter, who just got out of daycare. Medina says it's such a nice day that people have probably already wandered the trail and found most of the other rocks, but the group does have some success.
Oh, did you guys find one?
Yes, we did.
Woohoo! Hey, let Grandma take a picture.
Medina's daughter, Nikita, replaces that rock with one she had found on another trail, which she says is something she does a lot. Like her mom, she's also gotten into finding and placing rocks.
I like it. I like the fact that everybody is so involved with this. You know, it's not just something that's gone away real quick. You know, I feel like it might actually change the community. I know it's helping me a lot.
I found one, Mom.
You found one?
Yeah. Where?
Teacher Erica Thompson is behind this recent movement and its Facebook page, Kodiak Island Rocks, but her mother is largely responsible.
She had the idea to send my son a, quote, starter kit, which included, I think, about 6 different colors of paint, a couple packages of paintbrushes, permanent markers of all different colors, and she created labels, and she said, let's start a rock group.
Thompson says she and her family began placing rocks after Christmas, and then she created the Facebook page and invited roughly 100 Facebook friends to join it. She says when the group reached 800 members, she decided to offer a giveaway if they reached 1,000.
I was kind of excited. I'm like, this is pretty cool. That's a lot of people for, you know, a small town. So I, as more of like a thank you, was like, I'm going to give away a starter kit. You know, I want to give somebody one that like my mom gave my son.
She says within hours, people had added their friends to the group and they'd hit 1,200 members. The group is now 2,000 people strong and going island wide.
So I talked with Island Air and they are completely willing and people can, you know, in smaller numbers, drop a couple rocks off and the pilots will take them out to the villages around the island, which will get the town rocks out to the villages so villagers can participate. And then kids in the village or adults in the village, artists in the village can send into town.
Local businesses and organizations have also been sponsoring starter kits or hosting painted rock activities. The Kodiak Arts Council, the Kodiak Area Marine Science Symposium, and Walmart have all participated. And based on the weather, it's just the beginning. I'm Kayla DeRoche.